From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information. Today, the latest fashion for your robotic vacuum cleaner, a must-have for the fall season. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Monday, October 29th.
Allison,
I slaved over a stove all weekend.
What hath you wrought?
Just to hear gagging noises from the BPP staff. You want to explain?
Yeah, you spent all weekend working on these special healthy recipes that are actually the source of much controversy. We're going to try to talk about that in the show. At the very least, it'll be on the blog. What did you make? Brownies with
spinach in them. I don't know if you've heard about these two dueling cookbooks trying to make healthy brownies and cupcakes and pasta recipes where you sneak the vegetables in. Well, let's just put it this way. We had a vote about which brownie you liked better because I wanted to compare the two cookbooks. There's a third category somebody wrote in. They're both awful.
Yeah.
This brownie made me never want to eat another brownie ever again. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, on to more pleasant topics. If you're from Boston, I guess, or you're a Boston fan, the Red Sox sweep the World Series. Everyone outside of New England collectively yawns. They beat the Colorado Rockies.
Also, a very interesting story. Michael Isikoff's going to join us to talk about the bomber of the USS Cole. He was originally sentenced to death, and now he's out of prison. It's an interesting story. We'll dive into it.
And Saw 15? Saw 4? Saw 4 was a big hit this weekend. It made like $32 million. It's Halloween week, and these horror movies are big business. We thought we'd talk about them with a guy who runs a website on how to tell if you're actually in a horror movie. Got some tips. We've also got today's top stories from Rachel Martin in just a moment. First, though, we've got the BPP's big story.